Around the same, exactly the same time in the north of Italy. You can see it's very reminiscent, actually, of Bellini. You can see this in the background, the influence of Bellini. Relative to the picture we just saw, what do you notice? So you have another stump, right? With the graft, but waiting to hear it. It's not the same, right? It's not the same image at all, is it? So here's a tree that's been cut down. A branch was left on it. It had no leaves. This tree looked dead. Something's been grafted onto it, but what? A cross. This cross grafted onto this dead stump in the hope that, why would you do that? In the hope that it would have new life and bear fruit. It's a clever idea in that the instrument of death, right, the cross, becomes a vehicle of life. The idea, the grafting idea. Notice the stone in the hand of this, what? Ascetic. He's beating his breast with a stone. Now you can look at this in several ways. You could say, one, this is a thing people did. Two, you could say, this is a way of depicting in a visible action a biblical injunction, a requirement demanded of each Christian. This is a way of representing this requirement. And what biblical injunction? It's key. It's not some obscure thing. Talking about this man with a stone, he's pulled his cloak aside and he's striking himself on the chest. In fact, in the Anglican Church, during the prayer of humble access, people would strike themselves on the chest while they prayed that prayer. And it's the same idea. Now, what's that all about? It has to do, this is a visible way of representing something, an injunction, something required of each Christian. Now, what's the name for this? Not actually repentance. Certainly, it's an aspect of repentance. Let me read you two verses. If ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. Romans 8. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth. So this is King James translation. What does that mean? What's the idea? It's mortification. So this is not current English, but it's a key idea. What's the idea? Yes. So that the ESV translation of Colossians 3, the second verse, put to death therefore what is earthly in you. That's the idea of mortification. Is this an aspect? Yes, it's an aspect of all repentance, because repentance is always repentance for having not done this, for living through these earthly things as if they were what you were here for. So what's this idea of mortification? It's the call to kill the attachment to earthly comforts and desires, to put them in the category of the indifferent. Right? Where being without comforts, no real importance. Now what does this do? You're killing, you know, imagine you're doing this, you are killing the power of one master. Right? The problem of two masters, you're killing the power of the one master that we tend to run to. That's what mortification is. And so, three, right? This is a thing people did. Two, this is a way to represent mortification, a visible way of depicting mortification. Well, then, three, there's another possibility. Because this is a way that you can represent bodily, in a visible action, your acceptance of the biblical injunction to mortify yourself, this is, back to one, a thing people did. And notice the context in which he's doing this. In prayer. Do Protestants do such things? No. Protestants sometimes looked at these acts and said, this is a complete misunderstanding of what the Apostle Paul called for. But in saying that, they've made a wrong assumption. This is not an act that takes the place of mortification and is the sum total of, this is St. Jerome, Jerome's mortification. This is not, you know, what they replaced what Paul called us to do with. It's not that at all. Rather, this is one, a ritual and bodily expression in prayer of the attitude of mortification, and two, a kind of training in becoming insensitive to physical hardship. Look at the chasm separating Jerome and the town of Vicenza. Physical separation, what the hermit monks did, but also a metaphor, a physical way of speaking about the distance between two ways of life.